The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Rosemary Gazy. In the headlines, minority spokesperson on finance urges government to take tough decisions to tackle challenges of economy. Ghana acts to exploit potential to increase local investment. Chiefs charged not to release lands for Galamse operations. Professional bodies call for National Accreditation Board to be made an authority. And G7 leaders threaten Russia with further sanctions if situation in Ukraine escalates. The news now in detail. The minority spokesperson on finance, Dr. Anthony Osei-Akpoto, has urged government to face up with the problems confronting the economy and come out with tough decisions to improve it. He said before government can make any meaningful decision on the economy, it should disclose total arrears of statutory funds. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Osei-Akpoto also tasked government to fully disclose how the oil fund is being spent. He spoke about how the winner-takes-all approach is negatively affecting the political economy of the country.
Our current state of the constitution and the political economy of the winner-takes-all does not engender political parties to form a consensus opinion. Now, every party has its own guidelines as to when elect their officers and so forth and so on. I don't know what he was referring to, but the fact is that the way our political system is now, it does not give too much room for building a consensus to help the country.
And how do we improve on that situation?
Well, I think we need to change the constitution. Some of us believe that we have to separate the executive from the right now, because of the one of the presidency. Parliament is being controlled by the president, because majority of the ministers have come from Parliament. So Parliament has become more or less subservient to the president. It is not good for our democracy.
Right. So how do we restore macroeconomic stability to make us credible in the eyes of international bodies?
The government must face up to the problem and come up with a set of decisions that need to be taken. But before they do that, they must tell us, they must disclose the facts. How much is government owing to the statutory fund? We don't know that. How is the government spending the oil revenue? We don't know that. Since 2012, Parliament has not been able to complete its work because the government has not given information on how the oil money has been spent. So the government, if it wants to take the people along, must come up with the facts. All those unnecessary expenditures that have been made since 2012 must be fully disclosed.
That was the minority spokesperson on finance, Dr. Anthony Osei-Akpoto. The chief executive officer of the World Trade Center, Tobi Afede, says Ghana has high prospects at increasing investment within. Therefore, Ghanaians must dwell on positives because they outweigh the challenges. He said Ghanaians as a people should take advantage of the stable climate being enjoyed to attract more investment and increase the country's economic fortunes. Tobi Afede made this observation at a roundtable in Accra, which looked at renewable energy, the environment and investment opportunities in Ghana. A report by Abraham Donko and Sylvia Ajumani.
Representatives of the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, and its partner, the Investment and Technology Promotion of Italy, hailed Ghana's political stability, indicating that it is a gateway to the sub-region in terms of investment. These international bodies are collaborating with the World Trade Center Accra to promote business opportunities in the energy and environment sectors. The CEO of the World Trade Center, Tobi Afede, explained to Radio Ghana the essence of the roundtable and the expectation.
We held this forum preparatory to the trade mission that we're going to be leading to Italy, working with UNIDO ITPO and also with the Italian government. We needed to come together so that potential participants on the mission could understand what it is that are possible in Ghana-Italy collaboration, what it is that UNIDO ITPO wants to help us to achieve, and therefore to prepare as we embark on the mission, so we all can go and tell a consistent story about Ghana and also explain to investors the opportunities that Ghana presents.
Participants urged the foreign partners to factor Ghana's policies into their plans to avoid some foreseeable challenges, because currently it is one of the bottlenecks that bedevil some projects, prompting delays in execution.
Abraham Donko and Sylvia Ajumeni filed that report. The Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Alhaji Inusa Fuseni, has charged traditional authorities to play active roles in government's quest to end illegal mining, which is degrading the environment and polluting water bodies. Chiefs, he noted, as custodian of lands, have the power to regulate activities which go on in their communities. Alhaji Fuseni therefore entreated them to put a stop to releasing lands to Galamsey operators. He was speaking at the official signing of the Newmont Achim Development Foundation Agreement, NACDF, at Adausina in the Grimnor district of the Eastern Region. Correspondent Stephen Amponsamensa has filed this report. The Newmont Achim Development Foundation Agreement, NACDF, is the third leg of the social responsibility pact signed between Newmont and the 10 Achim mine communities in 2012. Through the agreement, resources and funding of chosen development projects will be set up and managed to the benefit of the communities. The Achim mine will provide 1% of its pre-tax profits plus a dollar on an ounce of gold sold to the foundation. The foundation helps develop projects and set up scholarship schemes. The Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Alhaji Inusa Fuseni, said Galamsey poses security threat to the country. Therefore, miscreants who engage in such activities must be brought to book. He tasked MMDA to heed the president's directives to help illegal mining to bring the situation under control. Alhaji Fuseni reiterated government commitment to creating an enabling environment for economic activities to flourish. The Deputy Eastern Regional Minister, Mavis Amafrimpong, suggested to mining companies to cut down on the operation cost instead of laying off workers. She said, the layoff of workers brings hardship onto such individuals and their families, which sometimes force them to engage in illegal mining. Madame Frimpong asked the communities to use dialogue in addressing issues instead of demonstration. The General Manager of Newmont Achim Mines, Kelvin Hoxham, announced that Newmont has agreed to rehabilitate the road from Adausina diversion to the District Assembly Junction. Correspondent Stephen Amponsamensa filed that report. A group of professional bodies in Ghana has held meetings with the National Accreditation Board, NAB, aimed at strengthening regulations and accreditations of professional bodies in the country. The coordinator of the professional bodies and executive director of the Institute of Human Resource Management Practitioners Ghana, Ebenezer Ofori Agbeto, in a statement, said the discussions also centered on the possibility of the NAB being upgraded to an authority status, where its mandate will go beyond tertiary institutions to ensure sanity in the professional bodies arena. Mr. Ofori Agbeto believes the move will impact positively on efficiency and effectiveness of professionals. The statement further said the professional bodies are determined to support government to put in place the necessary legislative arrangements, structures and systems to enable the NAB to regulate the various professions in Ghana. The Eastern Regional Branch of the Motor Traffic and Transport Department, MTTD, of the Ghana Police Service has cautioned communities against the construction of unauthorized speed ramps on roads including highways. The regional head of MTTD, Chief Superintendent Samuel Kofi Tete, who sounded the word of caution, said the department will soon embark on an exercise with the Urban Roads and Highway Authority to remove all the illegal ramps. Chief Superintendent Tete, who was speaking in Kufuridia, said improper construction of ramps can cause road accidents, hence the need for such traffic mechanism to be handled by competent institutions. On the statistics of road carnage, Chief Superintendent Tete said, though the rate of motor accidents in the region is reducing, the MTTD will continue to intensify road safety education to help bring the carnage to the barest minimum. The Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEC, has called on government to open up the constitutional amendment process for the people's involvement and ownership. A member of the steering committee of IDEC, Seth Abloso, asked the Constitutional Review Implementation Committee to be transparent with the review process. He said Ghanaians must be educated on the existing 34 entrained clauses and the newly added 7. This will enable them to understand the actual issues for which the upcoming referendum will be conducted and get them well informed before they vote. Nana Momare and Rita Ampong have more.
The current proposals for the amendments of the 1992 Constitution is generating debate among civil society, organizations, professional bodies, and trade associations. Stakeholders believe the constitutional review process has not sufficiently involved the people and their representatives in Parliament. They therefore call for a careful understanding of each of the proposed amendments for voters to make a well-informed decision. Seta Blosu of the TUC and a member of the steering committee of IDEC said the opening up of the process will strengthen popular commitment to the amended constitution and grants Ghanaians the opportunity to participate in decision-making at all levels of national life.
As required under Chapter 25 of the Constitution, it would be extremely difficult to hold a referendum on the amendment of the entrenched clauses of the 1992 Constitution this year for the following reasons. A. The Council of State may require up to 30 days or one calendar month to advise on the proposed amendment. B. The amendments will have to be gazetted for 6 months before a referendum can be held. Our call, Mr. Chairman, in view of the above, is for members of Parliament as representatives of the people ought to have reasonable time to consider the bill in the interest of the nation. Additionally, the period should be extended to allow for effective education and input from the public on the 34 entrenched clauses to be amended. Parliament, the Electoral Commission, political parties and other stakeholders must give serious consideration to the referendum procedure and processes as well as the extension of the time.
Mr. Blosu was quick to add that the Executive Council of State, Parliament and all stakeholders should strive for a consensus on the amendment of the Constitution for the greater good of the country.
That was Nanama Mari and Rita Ampon's report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Minority spokesperson on finance urges government to take tough decisions to tackle challenges of economy. Ghana acts to exploit potential to increase local investment. Chiefs charge not to release lands for Galamsey operations. Professional bodies call for National Accreditation Board to be made an authority. And G7 leaders threaten Russia with further sanctions if situation in Ukraine escalates. Stay with us. Welcome back. Traffic is mounting on the Accra Tema motorway as the police tried to lift a fuel tanker which fell on the median about 500 meters from the toll booth on the Accra to Tema lane of the motorway. Reports say the tanker, which was heading towards Tema, fell around 8 o'clock last night. The airport MTTU and the fire service have stowed the fuel and are hoping to lift the tanker before the rush hour this morning. The situation has created a diversion for motorists using the Tema side of the motorway. The airport MTTU commander, DSP William Asante, gave the assurance that the police will remain on site till the situation calms down.
It's a fuel tanker containing petrol. It's lying in the center reservation. Because of the inflammable, we are afraid to touch it. So we call in the fire service to secure the place before it can be towed.
Okay.
So now we are calling in for the towing trucks. One just arrived. We want to tow it off the road before 6 a.m.
Do we know when this happened?
Yes, tonight around 9:20 p.m.
So has the fuel in it been discharged off or?
We've drained some off.
Okay. In fact, when I was coming, I saw a lot of vehicles moving the other way instead of using the Tema way. So what advice would you have? Because for people who are coming, at a point we had to turn back and then we asked to come back.
Because of the danger, we broke one of the rules, just allowing vehicles to use one lane in order not to bring any problem to us.
Can this be done before 6 a.m.?
We are assuring you it will be done before 6 a.m.
What if it's not done before 6 a.m.? I mean, people are still coming. What are the measures you are taking to make sure that there are no further accidents?
I am assuring you by 6 a.m. the vehicle will be towed off the road.
DSP William Asante is the airport MTTU commander. In the second part, Reverend David Mercy talks about how he ended up killing and cremating the tourist girlfriend alone. In this third edition, Reverend Mercy continues to share his experience where he talks about how the U.S. authorities were able to trace their citizen.
When I got back to Burkina Faso to Ouagadougou, I'd gone back to my lady. The first question she asked me when she saw me was that, where is the money? Then I told the American lady that I was surprised because I was expecting her to be worried, to show some remorse or something. She was very happy. So when she asked for the money, I gave it to her. When
she felt like blood money.
Yes. I didn't want that. Greg, my conscience. In fact, let me put it this way. I became spiritually and physically sick.
Yeah.
I was not myself. But my lady was so confident. She took the money and you could see the joy that she expressed.
She's been possessed.
Yeah. Later on, she realized
no,
I was not happy. Because she said, okay, she's going to do something. And I asked her what. She said, I should wait. She went out and came and told me she was in her period and that she has put some of her period in the water, in a bucket. So I should go and bath it. And when
what
I
that's supposed
her,
to mean?
It means that she says her spirit.
To fortify you.
Yes, to fortify me against that fear that I have against for what I've done. Wow. And like a sheep being led to the slaughter. I went and bathed the concussion. It did nothing to me. Mm. My conscience was still bothering me. So Greg, from then in 1989, my girlfriend advised that we come back to Ghana and destroy every evidence instead of leaving the car where the security agencies can trace it. So we came back to Ghana and then I picked the car. We came down to Kumasi with the intention of turning it into scrap. But along the way, when I was trying to do that, I met a friend in magazine Kumasi who advised me not to do that, but I should change the car. Because the right-hand drive, I should change it to the left-hand drive. I change the color rating, I could sell it off. So I bought into the idea. And then we changed the car, turning it to a different color, and then to a left-hand drive, and I brought it to Accra. But unfortunately, as much as I tried to sell the car, if somebody comes today or buy the car tomorrow, he changes his mind. Mm-hmm. I think it was God.
Yeah.
It was God that was doing everything. And in the course of destroying every evidence, I came across a card. I didn't know it was an ATM card, but something interested me in that card. So when I came down to Accra, I showed it to a friend. I don't know how he was able to log into the girl's account in Britain.
And made some money.
Yeah, they discovered the girl had $18,000. The American lady had $18,000 lodged in her account. So we came together, put our heads together, and with some friends, we drafted a letter, a withdrawal letter in her name.
Mm.
And then we sent it. How the letter got to, I don't know, but my friend collected the letter. I don't know whether he posted it. I don't know what happened. But 8 months down the line,
when money
was not coming, not knowing the American government was on our government to look for their citizen,
yeah,
because the parents were looking for their daughter.
Mm.
And then they were able to trace the letter, trace everything, and then I was nabbed in Kumasi.
You heard the third part of Reverend David Mercy's experience. Radio Ghana will bring you the fourth part tomorrow. In foreign news, leaders of the G7 industrial nations meeting in Brussels say they are prepared to impose further sanctions on Russia over its actions in Ukraine. A joint statement condemned Moscow for its continuing violation of Ukraine's sovereignty. The summit is the first since Russia was suspended from the G7 following its annexation of Crimea in March. On football, the 2013-2014 First Capital Plus Bank League reached its climax with Ken Faisal, Abidjan Drafts and Redoubt Professionals relegated to Division 1. League champions Kumasi Asante Kotoko were beaten 0-2 by Adriana Stars at the Ajiman Bedu Park. James Urban shot the homesteads ahead of the 45th minute mark after Godfrey Saka wasted a penalty. Emmanuel Kwokonk cemented the lead in the 63rd minute to maintain the Doma Bay's club's premiership status. Hasupuk were prevented from taking the second position with a dubious penalty awarded against them. Has will, however, participate in the next year's CAF Confederations Cup after a pulsating 2-2 draw game against New Edubuese at the Accra Sports Stadium. Now to end the news, the main points again. The minority spokesperson on finance, Dr. Anthony Akuto, say, has asked government to take tough decisions to bring the economy back on track. The chief executive officer of the World Trade Center, Accra, Togwe Afede, says Ghanaians cannot continue to wallow in underdevelopment and investment potential abound in the country. And leaders of the G7 industrial nations have threatened to sanction Russia over its actions in Ukraine. The news was presented by Rosemary Gazy in Accra.